ZLK. Or ZLK. N0TR.
TR and 4ZLK. Good evening, Tom.
How's that cold doing for you?
Well, I think it might be getting a little better. I actually went to the doctor this morning, and I haven't started taking the prescription yet because Beth had to pick it up for me. I went to the doctor and then went back home, but I had a kind of a rough night last night, but I rested all weekend. Didn't get anything done, but we'll see. Maybe this medicine will help.
Is your head all stopped up? That's what happens to me. And I use Nasacort at night, one shot in each nostril, and that pretty well does it for me.
My typical head cold where I can't breathe and, you know, the nose have a lot of drainage and stuff, it didn't have any of that. It's just all back, you know, somewhere in the back of my head and my sinuses and down into my chest. Gave me a nasty cough.
Good when you get it in your chest. Well, you haven't been up to much then. Today I was going to ask you what you've been up to. Oh, I just did a few things around here. I went to Aldi's and Walmart and then we come back by the fruit stand, picked up a cantaloupe. Oh, I had to go for a blood test this morning because I got a doctor's routine appointment next week. And went over and visited with my neighbor and asked him if he'd look at my lawnmower. The little, it's got a door on it on the platform, you know, on the riding mower. And you can open it or shut it for mulching. And it won't go shut. So Tim's gonna fix me up. I told him no, in no hurry. So he said we'll take care of it Saturday. Nice to have a good neighbor.
You got good neighbors like that. You can help each other out. I caught most of that. I was going under the bridges there at 85 and 385. I did miss some, but yeah, I didn't do much today, Tom. Went to the doctor and woke up about 4:30 this morning and fell back to sleep on the couch. And then went to the doctor and then came back home and took a nap for a few hours before I came into work tonight. That's about all I did today.
My neighbor come over and he bought a new CC 9mm and he wanted to put a few rounds through that and he did. And he was pretty happy with it. And I walked down there and visited with him a while. Oh, and then the daughter's been sending me pictures back from Kansas. They sent me a video of an armadillo. So I told my nephew that owns that farm up in Massachusetts, I said, you better get rid of him. And I said, or else you'll be digging into your foundations. And Mike said, he already has. He's digging into the machine shed, which is quite large. And anyway, let me see who this is. And, USA station. But, the dang things are real hard to trap. I called my trapping buddy up in Kansas. And he said, Tom, no bait works on them. And he said, what you gotta do is set a live trap out, like I have a heart, right in front of the hole, and then build a little tunnel out of like 1x4s right from down where he comes out right into the live trap and said he'll walk right into it. So Mike was pretty happy about that. They tried to catch him, but those things make a huge hole and they can do a lot of damage to a foundation, kind of like a ground hole.
Crazy how far north they're spreading. I didn't realize they do damage like that around the foundation. They just seem to be attracted to foundations like that.
Henry, my buddy at Norma, trapped for many years. And he's a knife maker and all, and I trust him implicitly. He was a tool grinder at our machine shop for many years. I worked with him. And he said they get him in town there. It's just a small town, Arma, Kansas. He says that's how we finally figured out how to catch them. And they just dig tremendous holes. Now, I know when we was there, this lady over behind us had these groundhogs. They were in her shed. Well, she was an older lady and quite a lot older than us. And it wasn't being used anymore, so I didn't think anything about it. And one day that groundhog come up out in my sister's yard, and as she was trying to go to her car, she said it growled at her and was aggressive. I didn't even know they made a noise. And that's just what she said. So I went over there in that old shed of the neighbors, and there's the dangest holes you ever seen from them groundhogs, and they had a series of them. And I didn't know what to catch them with, and somebody said, just put some lettuce in that have a heart trap. And I did it, and the next day I had two of them.
I don't know if they're good for anything other than getting rid of them. I don't know if you can, if their pelts would be worth anything. Probably not, but that's interesting. That's good that they were able to be trapped with lettuce. Tom, I pulled over here. I'm going to grab a cup of coffee. I wasn't far from getting back from Spartanburg to my Greenville building. So I'll let you go, and you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. I'm sure you're probably getting ready to snack on something. But thanks for the call this evening. I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
I hope you get feeling better. Well, it's kind of like a peach cobbler, but it's peach and blueberry crumble with a little homemade ice cream on it. Eat your heart out. Enjoy your coffee. Anyways, 73 Shane. N4ZLK. N0TR. See you later, Shane.